calling from? Well, family, today is Friday. It's a faithful Friday, and we are going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, you are so faithful. Father, you loved us so much. You gave us your son, your best, our faithful, faithful king. And then he said he wasn't going to leave us comfortless and alone, and he gave us the faithful Holy Spirit. So we honor you and we extol your greatness on this call. We thank you so much for the founders of this call, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We love them. We thank you, Lord, that you are more than enough for each and every single one of us. And as we go forward and this call is clear and the speaker comes forward with an anointed, blessed word of God that is going to encourage and change our lives, we will always give you all the honor, all the glory, in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, Master's Call family, have an awesome, faithful Friday day. I'm going to turn the call over to our faithful host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. God bless you. Take it away.
Thank you, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer and that tag, God is Faithful Friday. It's always a joy to hear your voice on this call. Hello, my TMC family. I am Rebecca Thomas, listening along with you from sunny Snellville, Georgia, and it is a Jesus joy to tell you about the Master's Call, founded over 6 years ago in October of 2010. By our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, and our doctor and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle. We stand on the scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, and that is www.themasterscall.net. I repeat, that website is www.themasterscall.net. And here, every message has been archived on this site, as well as the bios of our speakers. And our theme for the year is, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what Minister Robin did so lovingly, a host, such as what I'm doing this morning, or to share a word from the Lord, or maybe you have a prayer request and or a praise report, you could email all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, we all were knitted together through a God-ordained health and wellness company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. We are now under the umbrella of Artist Life, and we still feature the best health and wellness products on this side of heaven to help the world become healthier. The new morning motivational calls are held Monday through Friday right after this call, and this is where you can listen to the team of artist leaders give vital information on the benefits of our wonderful artist products. And today is Friday, so that is Motivational Friday on that call. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. And if you're having any issues with connecting to the call free of charge, the bridge number is 857-957-9570. 1147. See you at our next Artists United Conference held in September 23, 2017 in Las Vegas, Nevada. And now what we have been waiting for, our beautiful woman of God speaker that is coming to the line for us this morning is our very own Minister Ada Grace. And let me tell you a little bit about Minister Ada. She is a humbled servant of God. She resides in Brooklyn, New York with her husband, Doug. She is under the leadership of Pastor Charles O. Galbraith at the Clarendon Road Church in Brooklyn, New York. Minister Ada is a mother and grandmother who believes that she has the assignment to spend hours in prayer. She co-founded a ministry, Women for the Cross, a ministry dedicated to helping women deal with their issues, their concerns, and how to serve the Lord. Minister Ada is a teacher of the Word of God, and Ada wants you to read the Word, study the Word, believe the Word, apply the Word, and live the Word. And so, Minister Ada Grace, are you on the line with us this morning?
I am here, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Amen, amen, and praise God for you, Minister Rebecca. You are just awesome. You are remarkable. You are beautiful. Thank you for jumping in and helping out. It is certainly teamwork that makes the dream work, and I want to give kudos and a big shout out to my Eastern sister from New Jersey, Minister Robin. Thank you, precious, for your sweet spirit, your loving spirit, and I just thank God for you. I thank God for the tag this morning, God is faithful. Oh, that is the correct tag today, because as Dr. Vanessa gave us our theme for this year, in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Well, I am just so excited today. I got to calm myself down because not only is God manifesting our goals and dreams, today is Friday. We will be taking your prayer requests and your praise reports live. My message lines up with that tag that God is faithful. Oh, let me just say a quick word of prayer so I can just calm myself down and give you this word today. Heavenly Father, I come this morning truly with a joy in my soul, thanking you for your goodness and for your loving kindness. I step down and allow your Holy Spirit to come forth and minister to these, your people. I ask, O Heavenly Father, that you make it all about you and not about me. I am not the issue. I am not the concern. It's all that you may be glorified through your servant, through your daughter, Ada Levette Grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, what am I so excited about? If I was to title my message this morning, it would be Answered Prayer. Yes, Answered Prayer. I don't know about you, but on my journey, and especially on my faith walk, I spent a lot of time in prayer, praying for my family, my children, my husband, friends, and co-workers, and actively involved in our church at Clarendon Road. I have seen the hand of God work in my life, and so I'm going to get right to what God has given me, and I pray that it bless you as it bless me as God gave it to me this morning. So if you have your word this morning, if you use the book, it's on page 834 in my Bible, but please turn with me to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, beginning with the 6th verse. So we're going to go there first. And I love that the tag is God is faithful. Yes, he is. He is so faithful. This past Monday, July 10th, was my last day as an Amtrak employee. I celebrate. I rejoice. That is answered prayer. That is a goal that I set, and God is better than all right, because I thought it was going to be near the end of the year, but God did that thing early, and I am just so jacked up with excitement, so forgive me. Hebrews 11, the sixth verse, and we're going to go through the eighth verse, and this is how it reads: "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith." Verse 8, "By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going." Oh, I stopped by the master's call this morning to talk to you today about one of my absolute favorite subjects when it comes to your spiritual walk, is the subject of faith. Oh, Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa, I can stay on talking about faith just about the rest of the year, but I am going to want you now to turn to a story that I so love whenever I think of answered prayer. This is the first story that comes to mind, because it talks about this young woman, how she was weeping and crying, and I can just imagine. I don't know about you, I am an emotional person, and sometimes when I am praying and crying, I don't care that the tears are running, the nose is dripping, and I'm just going in, because I know what it's like to be in a place where you know that you can, that you got to go to the Lord about some things. And so we're going to look at Hannah, because Hannah is a person in the Bible who prayed, and the Lord answered her prayer. Yes, he did. And I want to encourage you this morning, if you're on the line and you're dealing with a situation or a situation, or somebody is provoking you or irritating you or angering you, I want you to remain on the line for part two. On Fridays, every Friday since the inception of this call, we have been taking your prayer request and your praise report live. Why do we pray? Why do we pray? We pray because we need to pray. We need some things to change in our lives, to change in our families' lives, to change in our businesses. We need to seek the hand and the heart of God. Amen, somebody. Now I want you to go with me to 1 Samuel, the first chapter, and beginning with the fifth verse. Your homework for over the weekend is to read the scriptures before, but we're just going to jump right in. My time will go very quick, and I want to give this all to you in one whop, because it's important. But to Hannah, he gave a double portion. He is referring to her husband, because he loved her, and the Lord had closed her womb. And because the Lord had closed her womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. And this went on year after year. And whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her until she wept and would not eat. Oh, I don't know about you, but listen, I am celebrating freedom. I feel so liberated and so free in my spirit since Monday. I remember there have been some coworkers of mine and some managers and folks in authority at that place called Amtrak that irritated me, angered me, provoked me, almost drove me to cuss sometimes. Anybody know that I'm not somebody that likes to cuss? However, we're in our humanness. Sometimes it seems like that's the only word that will fit. Oh, let me stay with the text this morning. And so Hannah is dealing with this person who is provoking her. Let's continue in the story. But to Hannah, he gave a double portion. Let me skip on down. This went on year after year, and whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her until she wept and would not eat. Elkanah, her husband, would say to her, Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you so downtrodden? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons? And once they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the chair by the doorpost of the Lord's temple. And in bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord. And she made a vow saying, O Lord Almighty, if you will look upon your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head. And as she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth, and Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. And Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, how long will you keep on getting drunk? Get rid of your wine. No, not so, my Lord, Hannah replied to the priest Eli. I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief. Oh, let me stop right there. I want you to finish reading this story because I don't know about you, my dear brother. I don't know about you, my dear sister. But dearly beloved, have there been times in your life where you felt so overwhelmed with grief and anguish and pain and depression that all you could do was just cry out to the Lord? I want you to know I've been there. I know what it's like to be so depressed and oppressed and down and just sick with emotional pain. And I stopped by the master's call to tell you, if you're in that place, I want you to do like Hannah. I want you to cry out. I want you to pray. I want you to get a community like the TMC community to pray for you and with you. When you finish reading the story, you will see how God answered Hannah's prayer. As I was reflecting this morning on my journey, I have been reflecting on the goodness and the joy of the Lord. It was answered prayer that the Lord answered back in 1988 when I prayed that the Lord would allow me to get hired at Amtrak. They didn't have cell phones in 1988 at that time. I remember submitting a resume and mailing it into Amtrak, and the Lord answered my prayer, and I was hired. Fast forward years later, when I was pregnant with my third child, I felt the heartstrings of my heart to come home, and I resigned that position. But in my heart, I said, Lord, if I ever get a chance to go back, I like to go back so that I could be vested in my retirement. I was just shy of being vested, but my baby and my family at that time was more important, and I knew God was leading me to be at home. Fast forward in 2010, I asked God if he would be so kind to allow me to get rehired at Amtrak, and he did, answered prayer. I pray for my four children. Yes, I do. I led each and every one of them to the Lord. Answer prayer. They know the Lord, and I call those things be not as though there were, and they're serving the Lord. Amen, somebody. Miss Jessie Lee Brumfield, my mother, due to her diabetes, had her foot amputated 2 years ago, Is that stopping her from serving and loving on the Lord? It is not. Answered prayer. She's still here. I thank God. In 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. It was my goal and dream to come off that job to be fully committed to serving others in ministry and business. Let me give you some takeaways. Wherever you may be on your journey today, whatever you may be dealing with in your life today, the first thing that I want you to do is to seek Him. Seek God first in every decision, every situation, whatever is going on in your life. You need to seek God first. Read Matthew 6:33. Number two. If there is someone in your life who is provoking you and irritating you, the Bible reminds us that we are to pray for them. Read Luke 6:28. And sometimes you have to remove yourself from the irritant. Number three, God gave us our emotions and our feelings. However, it is important not to be led by them. Instead, be led by the Spirit. Operate from a place of wisdom. Read Romans 8:14 and Galatians 5:18. Number four, it's all right to be misunderstood by man, but don't you know that you are a peculiar people, a royal priesthood? You are a child of the Most High God. You will be misunderstood by man, but so what? It's God that you want to please and not man. 1 Peter 2 and 9. And my final takeaway for this lesson today is don't forget to give God some thanks and some praise. Going to give you a little bit, and I hope it comes through kind of clear for you here. One of my absolute favorite gospel artists is Jay Moss. And this is how I feel in my spirit when God answers my prayer.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A highlight stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise is the way I say thanks.
Well, I want to say to each and every one of you, I pray that you take the time to understand the power of prayer. Because when you are on the other side of answered prayer, oh, your soul rejoices. You feel all giddy up inside. At this time, I'm going to turn the call back over to the remarkable, the beautiful Minister Rebecca.
Thank you so much, Minister Ada, for that profound word on answered prayers. So really, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Also, today is Friday, so we will be continuing with part two of our call where we get to share your prayer requests and your praise reports. And one of our co-founders, Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be facilitating that second part, and you will hear her voice right after the benediction. TMC family, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just love you. We praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you for this glorious day that you have made, Lord. We are rejoicing, and we're so glad in it, Lord. We thank you for your beautiful daughter, Minister Ada Grace, Lord. Thank you for just filling her to overflow, Lord, with your wonderful blessings, Lord, adding no sorrow to it. Thank you for her family and for her community, Lord. Thank you for giving her kingdom strategies, Lord, for Abraham Day coming up, Lord, and just blessing her, Lord, with the joy, Lord, of you, Lord, which is her strength, Lord. Thank you also, Lord, for our Dr. PK Robert Patton and our Dr. Vanessa, Lord. Continue to fill them, Lord, with your wonderful goodness and your blessings, Lord, to overflow. Thank you for our artist life family, Artist International family, Lord, every distributor and customer, all the Kings of Artists and the Diaz de Leon family, Lord. Continue to provide everything that they need, Lord, for every single facet of Artists International and their faith and family and lifestyle. Lord, we just lift up also any of our family that is going through any kind of sickness, Lord, and we trust you, Lord, for doing your perfect healing in each and every single one of them, Lord. And we can ask that you continue to comfort them and for any bereaved family, Lord, and let them know your peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. Thank you for our TMC family. Thank you for blessing them, Lord, and for those that are going to the Artists United Conference in September, Lord, continue to just make the way straight for them, Lord, so that we can come together in fellowship, Lord, and to do your kingdom business here on earth as you have it in heaven, Lord. We love you. We praise your holy name. Lord, we agree that your kingdom come and your will is done here on this earth as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call 712-432-1085 and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. The new morning motivational call is next. If you're going to be going to that call for Motivational Friday, but we have our second part as well here. If you're going to be staying for the second part for your praise request and prayer, praise report and prayer request. Thank you again, Minister Robin, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Minister Ada Grace, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
I absolutely will do that for part one of our call. Once again, I really take the plea out there for anyone that's in the sound of my voice. If you're able to stay with us for part two, we really invite you to do that. Also want to give a quick plug to Abraham Day tomorrow here at Canarsie Park, Brooklyn, New York. Go to our website, www.ergopro.net for more information. You got any friends, loved ones, or folks you know here in the Brooklyn area, send them on out. We're going to have a great time in the park on tomorrow. I want to close a little differently today for this first part before I bring on Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. In 1 Samuel, the second chapter, the first through the third verse, it says, "Then Hannah prayed and said, 'My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord, my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, and I delight in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God.'" Amen. So at this time, it is my distinct honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to you the line, a woman of God, a woman of excellence, an awesome teacher, a prophetic speaker. She's our mother eagle. She loves us so much that she doesn't have any problems pushing us out of the nest. Whom am I speaking of this morning? I'm speaking of Dr.
Pastor, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon from Prairie View, Texas. Are you there, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon?
Yes, I am, Minister Ada. Grace, you definitely took all of your products this morning. We appreciate you. We are definitely praying for you and the great success we know God is going to honor you with tomorrow on Abraham Day. We are praying. Is Platinum President, Minister Juanita Kraft, still going to be there with you?
Thank you, Dr. V. One of our prayer requests is that we're experiencing some storms. It's not supposed to rain today, tomorrow, but we're experiencing some storms. And so pray that Juanita Kraft be able to make it in. She is our soloist, our guest soloist on the program tomorrow. So just that is one of our prayer requests, and to continue to lift me and Doug up as we do what God has called us to do, which is another answered prayer. God bless you.
Amen. Yeah, I was speaking with her about it, and we've been praying for the entire event. And that was a powerful, powerful word today, answered prayer. And he truly is a God that hears and answers prayer. So thank you so much for that powerful word today. Thank you, Minister, for hosting us today. We so love and appreciate you. And a big shout out of appreciation to Minister Robin, even in her busy work schedule that she came on this morning, greeting and seating all of our Master's Call family. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is teamwork that makes the dream work. So we praise God for each and every one of you and all that you are doing, all that you have been doing, and we're just excited. Earlier this week, we did celebrate the birthday of our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, on the 12th, and so we are continuing to lift her up as she's traveling to Atlanta and beyond, and just praying for a safe time, a blessed time, an excited time of celebration for her. We are continuing to pray for our Artists United. Thank you for your extreme patience as we finally are getting details to you that it is at the Monte Carlo on the Strip in Las Vegas, encouraging everyone to fly in on the 22nd, that Friday. You know, we always have our opportunity meeting Friday night and then training all day Saturday, and we are hoping that many of you from our TMC family will stay over for our 9 a.m. church service on Sunday morning, where the awesome Pastor LaVonya Lewis will be bringing the word. She is from Las Vegas. This is her hometown. So we're looking forward to being blessed with a rich word from her, as she brought a powerful word even just yesterday on this Master's Call. So we're just excited on all God is doing, and we know that he hears and he faithfully answers our prayers. So the queue is open for you to hit *6, then 1, and we'll bring you down into the queue today. We are always eager to serve and stand in the gap and make up the hedge, and as I love to say, bombard heaven on your behalf with the prayers of the righteous, which we know from the word availeth much. So hit *6, then 1, and it'll bring you down into the queue so that we can come in one accord. The word says that one can put 1,000 to flight in Deuteronomy 32, that 30th verse, and two could put 10,000, and it's well more than two on the call today. So you're in the right place at the right time for your prayers to be heard and lifted up, and aim toward heaven, knowing that the prayers of the righteous, they do not come back void. We are, as we always do, when we pray for Artists United, we're praying for all that's involved on planning a conference, the finances, the time off, the traveling mercies, praying for the corporate office who's working so diligently on our behalf. And it brought back to my remembrance, also on the 12th, we celebrated our CEO's birthday, Alejandre. Many of you all reached out, showed love. He had texted me and told me he was just so blessed by all the love that was demonstrated to him. They're continuing on their special for us. Buy two and get the third free. So we're going to keep him covered in prayer as he has received the baton. Him and Elvia in this season of leadership, that's something we want to definitely pray for our owners, pray for mom and pop, because they're coming up on September for 27 years that this company has stood on. Now we are saying four pinnacles, and that's first, faith in God. Secondly, we are about family. Thirdly is the lifestyle that glorifies God. But I love how at the last conference they added legacy, because we are doing this, working our why for our children's children's children. So we just praise God for that. All righty, well, no one is coming to the queue. And so I'm going to give it just a few more seconds and we'll go into prayer. Dr. PK, you had unmuted yourself. Did you want to say something?
Well, of course, you know I'm always ready to say something. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I love you, my dear sister, Dr. Vanessa. I want to thank each and every one of you for your shout-outs on my birthday on Wednesday. That is the day that my mother told me I was born on. But God gave me over 60 years, so that means that to me, I can celebrate all month long. I received the message last night in apology of missing my birthday, but I want you all to know that it's perfectly all right that you missed the 12th, that the whole month is my time of celebration. So send on the accolades. And, oh, Lord, I've had folk call and serenade me, my own dear sister Willa called from a conference. And
oh, Lord.
Sang happy birthday. And she is not as bad as y'all think she is. Now, but we will not put her on the platform. Now, the other thing that I want to say to Sister Ada Grace, Lord, you just blessed me this morning, just so good, reminding us of the fact that God truly answers prayer and reminding us of the fact that Pastor Vanessa gave us a wonderful, wonderful theme for the year. God is manifesting I made it personal for me as I affirm it for my life, my goals and dreams in 2017. And I'm here to tell you all, it is just so true. God is just showing out over here in P.K. Roberts' life. And so I thank you all for praying for us. We made it here safe to Atlanta. I want you to know, too, Sister Ada, that I heard from Sister Wanae DeCraft, and she told me that she was headed toward New York. So I just sent her another message, and she told me she was going to be back here Sunday, wanted to see me before I got out of here. But I'm believing God that she's going to be right there with you on tomorrow, singing and blessing the people of God and blessing your heart. And we are praying that you have a super fantastic event on tomorrow. And back to you, Pastor V, because you know me, I can just talk on and on because I'm so, so happy down to my sanctified toes. I'm curling them up right now as I'm talking because I'm so
happy. Well, I'm glad you made it safely, and we just know that's going to be a blessed time there. And when you head down towards Savannah, we got you covered in prayer. So we just
thank you.
God for this exciting time and give everybody in Hot Atlanta a shout out for us and let them know we love them and appreciate it. I know you're going to see First Lady Navora, and so definitely give her a special hug for me.
I'll definitely do that. God bless.
All righty, and the man of God who's with you, we praise God for him. Now, is there anybody else? You know, we are blessed to be a blessing was the word we gave on the 12th. There ought to be something that somebody first is celebrating and grateful for with the message today, so powerful, of answered prayer as well as seeking God, who we know has all the answers. Okay, Silver Fox, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can.
Okay, I was listening to the call, and I happened to check some messages, and I have a message from one of our former artist platinum presidents, and she kind of stepped away from her duties to care for her husband, who has been very ill. And I just got the notice that he passed away yesterday. So her name is Marilyn Azu Harris. She was a platinum under Lucilena Alicon. So if you can keep her and her family uplifted in prayer, she is in Florida. At one point, I thought she lived in Port St. Lucie, but the funeral services are going to be in Miami. So she still could be in Port St. Lucie, but just lift her up in prayer. Her and her family as they lay to rest her husband this coming Thursday.
Amen. You said her name was Marilyn Harris?
Yeah, Marilyn Azu Harris was the name, A-Z-U.
Okay. All right. Thank you, thank you. We definitely will be lifting that family up.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I don't see anyone else in the queue, so we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, on this, your faithful Friday, where your mercies are new every morning, where we know, as the word was so well presented to us, we chewed on that powerful manna today that God, you're a God that hears and answers prayer. So we thank you for the answered prayers that we're already celebrating their manifestation. And we thank you for the ones that we're still looking to you, that we know you are answering in your divine Kairos timing. We thank you, Father God, for our mouthpiece this morning, for the message that our dear minister Ada brought to us. Continue to bless her. And Doug, we speak special prayers and continued intercession for Abraham Day tomorrow. Father, you know she's worked diligently for this event in memory of her father. And we just thank you that we call the people in to the park from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We thank you for safe traveling mercies for our platinum president, Juanita Kraft, and all those who will be coming, for her family, her friends who have tirelessly labored to make this event a success. We call in the people that they come and receive the blessings that have been prepared for them. We just thank you that this is a good seed, a good idea that's a God idea ordained by you. So we ask for the weather to be absolutely awesome, and that that will hinder no one from coming out. So we just already decree and declare this a blessed event tomorrow. We thank you even for the meeting that Minister Cynthia Cox and the Flanagans, their Super Saturday that they're having also in New York. We're asking you to draw the people in from the north, the south, the east, and the west for that very special event. Father, I thank you for the fallow ground that's being plowed up so that building up New York back, not just to its former greatness, but even exceeding abundantly more. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for all of the meetings, the calls that will be going on from coast to coast in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we lift up this upcoming Artists United conference in September. We already are praying, interceding, standing in the gap, fasting, believing God for it to be the best conference ever. We thank you for this exciting season of new growth, solid growth, fruitful growth, where we're learning our new themes of power pack, power pack, power pack to infinity. Stir up in our hearts, God, all that we need to be, to do, to say, order our steps. We call that place blessed, the Monte Carlo, as we will all convene there. We're praying for traveling mercies for all involved, finances to come in, so all who desire to come will come. Now we just thank you, Father, that your hand is so clearly upon this company as they head towards celebrating 20 7 years, Father, for your faithfulness with Papa and this company. We thank you for this first year coming around the bend for Alejandre as he has taken the baton, and for us in the field as we have just gathered around and supported him and done all we know to do so that our homes, our households, our generations are blessed. Now, Father, we just thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and the celebration of her birthday. We just continue to speak the traveling mercies today, full of love and laughter and fellowship and just restoring and just doing the exceeding abundantly above, more than she could ever ask or think. Just pour on the love, Father. We just thank you for that in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for your hand of mercy being with Platinum President Marilyn Azu Harris and her family with the homegoing of her husband. Now, Father, I thank you that you are the comforter. You are that Isaiah 26:3 shalom peace that surpasses all of our understanding. We ask you, God, to be with this family in this time. Give them the comfort that can only come from you. Father, let the family come together and be unified to comfort and strengthen even one another. Now, I thank you for all the plans that have to take place to come together smoothly. Let them, even though she's moved to a new season, let her feel the prayers of this artist family for her in the name of Jesus. Now, we just thank you, Daddy God, for every listener on this line, those spoken and unspoken prayer requests. We thank you that you're stirring up the gifts of God inside of each and every one of us. Again, Father, as we heard that word that reminded us, you do hear and answer prayer. Pour back virtue into Minister Ada for all she poured out to us. And as we go out in the highways and the byways, as we go out ordained and anointed and appointed as your ministers in the marketplace, as we go out discerning, strategic, and persevering to accomplish our goals, we thank you that we are reminded greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Father, we just pray for an awesome time, a safe time, a relaxing time for Minister Kai and Christopher as they go on the cruise this weekend, that you have the blood hedge of protection around them and all the little hiccups that have tried to come up with the move for Christopher to Birmingham. God, you go before and make the crooked pathway straight and the rough places smooth. And just breathe a breath of relaxing and peace into Kai's spirit and her mind. So I just thank you that this will be an exciting time, even for her now that needs the rest. Continue to bless Bria and her kids as they transitioned from Florida to to Norcross. So we just thank you, the blood hedge of protection, even around them, and continue in this new place, new season, for your kingdom come, your will to be done in their lives. We are just excited, God, about all your promises, because we know, according to your word, that they are yea and amen. So we go out rejoicing. We go out knowing. We go out assured that our words do not return void. And as we press into that place, as we pray to you, Daddy God, according to your word, we know that we don't even have to wait till the battles are over. We can shout now because it's a done deal in you. So we speak and decree the Jehovah Nissi victory in each and every one of our lives. We speak and decree that you are our Jehovah Rohi. You are our shepherd and our God. Why? Because you are El Shaddai, Almighty God. And we look to you, lean on you, and trust only in you. So we thank you for another day, another opportunity to glorify, to worship, and to praise your name. So we seal this time of intercession, knowing that it's a fixed fight, high. And we read the back of the book and we know we win. And by the blood of Jesus and the power that's inherent in your name, the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that the blessings of the Lord, they make us rich spiritually, rich physically, rich emotionally, rich financially. They make us rich, as you promised in Proverbs 10, and addeth no sorrow to it. Now we seal that word in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Blessings to each and every one of you. Go out and have an absolutely awesome weekend, being those anointed, appointed ministers in the marketplace. And we look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday, and for some of you all, on the Platinum Presidential Friday on the New Morning Motivational Call. Be blessed. Have a great one. Bye-bye.